for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, July the 3rd, 2015, Erna Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on End Time Signs and Events.
I turn it over to Brother Williams. He's going to teach us tonight.
Hello and God bless. How many of you have been blessed so far? Amen. Outstanding word yesterday, an outstanding word this morning, and this afternoon. And I'll tell you what, I have truly, my wife and I, we have truly been blessed by the word that we've seen. And even about the power of God manifesting in Lake Hamilton. Let's give Jesus Christ a praise. First, we want to give honor to God, to His Son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit. To Brother Merrill, Kevin Patty, staff, five-fold ministry gift and an operation here. We thank God for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God is going to demonstrate His power again and how He's moving in such a mighty, mighty way. But let's move right along. Turn your Bibles to the correction. Let's pray. Let me get some grace here. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit would be released. Revelatory insight, revelation knowledge, and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And I pray that, Father, in Jesus Christ's name, that this word will bring an awareness even into our lives. And that we will be watchmen on the wall, O Lord, upon the Lord's return. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, please. Correction, Jeremiah chapter 20. Let's look at verses 3 through 4. Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 3 through 4. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 3, and it came to pass on the morrow that pasture brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah unto him, the Lord hath not called thy name pasture, but Margot Misabib. Look at that name, Margot Misabib. Verse 4 says, for thus saith the Lord, behold, I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and thine eyes shall behold it. And I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive into Babylon, and shall slay them with the sword. Now notice the word Margot Misabib. The definition is plainly given in verse 4. I will make thee a terror to thyself and to all thy friends. When you look at the word Margot Misabib, this is also in the spirit realm a ruling prince, a ruling principality over fear. I want to use as a subject today end time signs according to current events. End time signs according to current events. And Sister Jerry touched on it today. Many believers are under the operation of Margot Misabib. Many believers are afraid of death, premature death, death and die, because they see so many things manifesting in America. The vaccinations, the GMO foods, jade ham, CERN, and we're going to get to some of that later. We're seeing martial law on the horizon. We're seeing Steve and Steve come together in same-sex marriage. We're seeing a great shaking from the White House to the outhouse. A great shaking in the White House as well as the Supreme Court. We're seeing even in our, not within, only in our nation, but even in the church.
Yes, amen.
How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
And many places that I go, I hear people say, I'm so afraid that I'm going to die. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. If you're a believer, you're not supposed to fear any man, any demon, or anything. But as Sister Jerry just told it today, Margot Misabib, terror and fear is causing a lot of sickness, disease, and infirmity to hit the body of Christ. In Haiti, when one of the witch doctors want to instill sickness into a person's body, they first introduce fear and cause them to go into shock. Fear and terror is not the cry or call of the hour. As we look at some of these current events, and you listen to some, and I want you to say in your heart, Margot Misabib has to be dethroned. Terror, being a terror to thyself, you're afraid of yourself. Being scared, I don't know what to do. Where's the power?
Yes.
Where's the dunamis and the exousia?
Amen.
Where's the power? You're a believer. I see believers in different churches, they say, we got the power. Let somebody say, the Chinese dragon is coming, the Russian bear is just around the corner. Oh my God. They're going to get me. I'm going to be nuked. I'm going to be fried extra crispy. Amen. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 21, please. The book of Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. Once again, that's the book of Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. The book of Revelation promises a blessing every time you read it because it says, blessed is he that reads and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 21. The Bible says, neither repent they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And many of you know the word sorcery comes from the Greek word pharmakeia. Is that right? And that word means nothing but what? Drugs. What I'm about to say is to say by faith. The shooter in South Carolina, that was somebody's baby. That young man was somebody's child. And when I looked at that young man, you could see the demonic depression on that baby's face. The question that I asked within myself, was this young man an MK Ultra mind control slave? Was this young man an Illuminati television mind control slave? Was this young man a victim of psychotropic drugs? So you touched on that today, doctor touched on that today. Because some of these psychotropic drugs, they're causing people to commit not only suicide, but to commit what? Homicide. Let me tell you something. I'm not a movie buff. I'm not. But sometimes I pay attention to what the enemy is doing. Denzel Washington has a movie called The Manchurian Candidate. And The Manchurian Candidate he was a black man who they had on drugs. It could have been any nationality. But they programmed him with drugs and they used certain triggers or certain things they would say that would put him into a hypnotic trance and he would be an assassin.
Yeah.
Whether you believe that today, this is happening today in our nation. Do we need the protection of God? Psalms 91, yes we do. He will give his angels what? Charge over you. Do we need Margot Misabib? No, we don't. We don't need to be a terror to ourselves. So that young man, My heart goes out to the families on both sides. Because that spirit of Margot Missabeer is trying to instill race hatred. And if you're a believer, you're supposed to walk in love and not race hatred.
Amen.
Come on, saints. Come on, let's look at some of these current events that happened. America's children are being given mind-altering and mind-controlling drugs. Somebody may not like what I'm about to say. It grieves my heart to see young mothers putting their babies on these mind-controlled drugs just to get a check from the government. Do you know that many of these children cannot go into the military if they get on Ritalin? You put that child on Ritalin, that exempts that child from going into the military. Well, brother, you radical. No, I'm radical for Jesus.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what God wants it. There's a bold soldiers, not afraid to challenge the powers of darkness.
Yeah.
There's a man by the name of Bill Nolan. Any of you might know him. All right, my brother, when I say he knows. Okay. He was an ex-satanic priest, he was a warlock, and he was a vampire. But he's now a born-again Christian.
Right?
Is that right?
Child of God.
Child of God. Yes, that's right. You rebuked me about Christian today and told me in the Hebraic definition is a child of God. Amen. All right. He has a DVD out called The Medical Conspiracy. And he talks about many of the chemicals that are coming in the hospitals now. They are not out to heal or bring remedies. They're only to do what? Put a mask on the problem. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Amen? All right. Let's move further. Turn to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 24. Let's look at verse 7. St. Matthew, chapter 24. Let's look at verse 7. Is everybody ready? When nation shall rise against nation, the word nation comes from the Greek word ethnos, which means minority. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, California is on a drought. And the majority of the fruits and vegetables and nuts come from California. And the last report that I saw was that the United Nations wants the land in California. What's happening to America, saints? Where has the church failed God? Has the church been Samson? We've been spiritually blind. We've had our eyes cut out. Have we had a haircut? We've lost our power. Why did the church fall asleep in a stupor while the enemy crept in our gates? Look what it says in verse 7. And pestilences and earthquakes rent in diverse places. When you look at the word pestilence, it comes from the Greek word loimos. And loimos means pestilence, pest, or plague. Okay? There are deadly engineered diseases that are coming nationwide.
Amen.
Let me say that again. There are deadly engineered diseases that are raising their heads nationwide. Let's look at some. AIDS, Ebola, the West Nile, SARS, the bird flu, and many more emerging diseases. Many times I say to myself, Father God is not like the disease just jump from under a tree limb or jump from under a rock. Whether we don't want to admit it or not, many of these diseases are genetically engineered. When you cry out, depopulation with the United Nations wants to depopulate billions of people, people say you're a conspiracy theorist. All you're doing is being a watchman on the wall for Jesus. You're crying aloud, you're blowing with the shofar. You're warning the people what's coming, whether they were here or whether they will forbear. And there are many people, listen, Many people are being programmed by television. And I have one. I call it a Babylonian idiot box. And many people are being programmed by television. Many of your children are being put under spells.
Amen.
Hello, saints of God.
Yes.
Listen, look at some of these. Oh, I'm going to go there. Whoever might say, if you're upset with me, say the brother was wrong. I'm going to BET. Look at some of the rings of fire with Madonna and many of the black dancers. Satanic rituals, Illuminati seances on national TV, spell casted while you standing there doing the Michael Jackson. The children, the babies are being placed under mind control. Where's the church? Oh, I just want me a nice little comfortable church where I can go every Sunday and shout hallelujah and go home. We need people at this hour when we were in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 5 o'clock in the morning, taking about a 10-man team into the crack dens in the urban areas, and you would find newborn babies in the crack dens 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. But the church says, we got the power. I had a dream. Some of you dislike dreams. Let me give you some scriptural rhetoric. Ecclesiastes 5, dreams can come to a multitude of business. Jeremiah chapter 23, there are false dreams and false visions. Matthew 2, there are also Holy Spirit inspired dreams. Job chapter 33, God speaketh once, speaketh twice in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon a man. And God will give instruction to that man through dreams and visions. I had a dream of the Statue of Liberty. I know it was Holy Spirit inspired. I saw the Statue of Liberty. She was staggering by the White House. She collapsed. She got back up. She had somewhat of a green plague or a green fungus on herself. And she collapsed again. In Atlanta right now, there are over 100,000 caskets being put in position right now. In Ellenwood, Georgia, there's a sign that says, so many millions of people need to be eliminated. New world order. Jesus wants us to be victorious at this hour. Jesus wants us to walk in our kingship. Jesus does not want us to be influenced by Marco Misabia. Jesus wants us to walk in dunamis and exousia. Jesus wants us to know to our authority. Jesus does not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Let's move on. Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21. The book of St. Luke, chapter 21. Let's look at verses 25 and 26. St. Luke, chapter 21. Let's look at verses 25 and 26. Verse 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Look what it says in verse 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear. And many physicians know that one strong root of heart problems can be fear, can be a root of fear.
Yes.
Then it says, men's hearts failing them for fear, but looking at those things which are coming on earth, for the powers of heaven shall be what? Shaken. The Greek word for the Greek word here where it says the sea and the waves roaring is ekio, which means the sea and the waves will be sounding. They will make a noise. Okay? Now, if you do your research, you will find that there are many DVDs and many books on weather modification. They don't call it weather modification anymore. They call it climate engineering. That's like the name's changed. Like I remember in my day, he was a garbage man. Now he's an ecological engineer. He works with the ecology. Yeah. Okay. Isn't it good to have fun in the Lord, man? Come on. Come on, saints. All right. Now, weather modification, man-made weather patterns, genetic engineering, evil scientists manipulating the weather. Maybe you say, I don't believe that. Well, they did it in Vietnam. Do some research. With the monsoon, they manipulated those weather patterns. America is connected with the United Nations. And the United Nations said there must be depopulation, there must be elimination, and some of the land must belong to us. Well, the way they're going, look like China about to put a for sale sign at the White House. Because they're buying up all the real estate, buying up what? All the property. I believe some of the disasters that we have seen were manipulated by harp.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that. Well, Brother Kerner, can you give me a Bible reference to weather warfare, climate engineering, man-made weather patterns? Yes, I can. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 12, please. The book of Job, chapter 1, let's look at verse 12. In verse 12, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he have, Job, all that he have is in thy power. How many churches you go to say Satan ain't got no power? If you say he got power, then they'll say, you glorifying Satan. No, I'm not glorifying the devil. The Bible says, all that he have is in thy power. Is that right? Only upon himself, but not forth thy hands. So Satan did what? Went forth from the presence of the Lord. The Hebrew word for satanic power is yad, Y-A-D, which means strength and power. So Satan had to get permission to do what? Attack Job. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Now watch this. Look at verse 16. It says, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. The fire of God is fallen from heaven and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I am only escape alone to do what? To tell thee. The fire of God. Wait a minute. God just gave Satan permission to attack Job. All of a sudden, fire came from heaven. The fire of God? The fire of God. Think with me here. Is it that Job was deceived about where his attacks was coming from? How many of you know that when you're going through trials and stresses and tribulations, a lot of times we don't realize we may be going through a test. But, is that right? We may be going through a test. What's that Psalm 119 verse 71 said? I was glad when God afflicted me that I might learn his what? Statutes. Was Job deceived about himself? Was he deceived about his attack? Look what it said. He got permission from God. God said, do everything you want to do to him, but don't kill him. Then the next verse said, the fire of God. That sounds like God joined in with Job. No. He manipulated the weather patterns. In Hebraic thought, Satan manipulated the weather patterns. Climate engineering, weather warfare modification. It's nothing new. It was in the Bible. Look at verse 19. And behold, there came a great wind. Where did the wind come from? And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I am only alone to escape. Let me say that again. Many believers, you're suffering. You may be deceived about the spiritual roots of your attacks. How many of you know that God gets the blame for things that the devil is doing? Let me say it again. Many times God gets the blame for what the devil is doing. Here comes a great wind. How many of you know that winds can be demonic? The Bible says Jesus rebuked the wind, and usually in Scripture when you find rebuking, you're rebuking what? Demons and devils and darkness. Oh, this is awesome. Look at someone and say, that's right, brother. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 8. Let's look at another current event, another end time sign. The book of Revelation, chapter 8. Let's look at verse 2 through 6. And I saw seven angels stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Verse 3, and another angel came and stirred the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense, that it should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altars, which was before the throne. Look at verse 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. Then it says, and there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquake, and the seven angels which had seven trumpets prepared to do what? They prepare to sound. Does everybody see that?
Yeah.
Go to belief.net. Next time you're surfing the computer, you're surfing the internet, go to belief.net. There are strange shofar trumpet sounds that are now being heard around, thank you, Brother Brandon. Yes. That are now being heard around the world.
Amen.
Let me say that again. This is another current event, another sign. There are strange trumpet sounds that are now being heard, what? All around the world. Some conspiracy theorists say, well, maybe it's the aliens, maybe it's black ops, maybe it's the frequency from heart. I believe that God is signaling his people that his return is very soon.
Amen.
How many of you with me?
Amen.
Let me show you something. Let me touch something. Many of you are being awakened at 3 o'clock at night.
Yes.
You don't realize that the Holy Spirit is nudging you to get up to pray and to seek his face. Many of you get up at 3 and you get up, I just can't go to sleep. I need me a pain pillow. No. It could be the Spirit of God is waking you. God is saying, get up, spend some time with me. I want a relationship. I have met people who are born again believers say they hit a doorbell ring, and when they get up 3 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody there. Oh, well, brother, I just don't believe that. I believe that's a poltergeist. They probably got some poltergeists over there. And the poltergeist just ringing the doorbells, you know, Amen? Amen? Come on, saints, there's a lot going on. All right? There's a lot going on out here. We're in it. We're in it. It ain't coming. We're in it. We're not to let Margot miss a bill, make us a terror to ourselves. We're not to fear death and dying. Let me tell you something. I believe a squirrel has a story as much for winter. But I believe you can be a prepper, but I don't believe you have to be fanatic. God will take care of you. You have to use wisdom now. But God will do what? He will take care of you. All right, turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. There's increased fallen angel activity. Increased falling angel what? Activity. Look at the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Look at verse 12, please. Revelation, chapter 12. Let's look at verse 12. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is coming down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth his time is what? Now notice something here. It says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Now, many of you English composition majors, you know and is a conjunction. Is that right? Is that correct? Of the earth and sea, that means that satanic activity not only involves the earth, but satanic activity does what? It also manifests in the waters. How many times in Jamaica, in the mission field, in the Bahamas, in the mission field, the Caribbean people know about more about marine spirits and water spirits than Americans do? All we know about is the Bermuda Triangle, and that's probably all we know. Let me tell you something. My wife can tell you right now, 7 years ago in Jamaica, we had close to 15 people coming up saying that they were having sex with their dead wife or their dead loved ones. And interviewing many of them, I would ask them, talk to me, how long has your husband been in the grave? Some would say 5 years, some would say 3 years. They were grieving so distraughtly. They were grieving so badly. And I learned something. Familiar spirits will attach to grief.
Yes.
The demons was impersonating their loved one. Many of them told me that they were grieving, they were in poverty, they couldn't pay the bills. Listen, the wife and the husband will come through a portal. Sometimes in mid-morning, from 3 to 5 in the morning, they will come through a hole in the wall, or come through smoke, a puff of smoke, or they will come a foul-smelling, nasty odor, and they will come, and I would ask them, they will come into the bedroom, and I would ask them, I said, what did they look like? The same facial appearance, same communication, same mannerism, same hairstyle. And I know we got babies in here, I'm not going to say certain things, but I could not believe it. In America, we don't believe that Babylon is a habitation of devils and a hole of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. But in foreign countries, the fallen angels are impersonating human beings. I could not believe what I was hearing. One lady had on a black stockings, black shoes, black dress, black hat, black nails, black jewelry. I said, ma'am, what's all the black? She said, I'm waiting on my husband to come to get me. He said, when he comes back, he's going to take me with him. I said, sweetheart, you're dealing with fallen angels. You're dealing with demonic entities here.
Yes.
They're dangerous. They're demanding more from you. Oh. A church around the corner from us. We ministered there about the bastard curse. The pastor got upset with me and got mad because two of her sons had children born out of wedlock, and she said she didn't want me back anymore. The next day, two of her members came to our house and said she had this African evangelist that was levitating off the floor, flying in the air in the church, and half her members were running for their lives. And they asked me, could you come talk to her? I said, well, I'm going to have to pray because she doesn't like me. She wants to bring a witch with a broomstick flying around, the wicked witch of the west flying the church in midair, rather than have somebody who can come in to help her bless that house. You may not see it before you, but there's increased fallen angel activity that's manifesting not only in America, but among the nations of the world. There are increased UFO sightings. You know, space brothers. You know, star people, star gods, ETs. That's what we call them. Is that correct? Nano. Is that right? Reptilians. Someone told me the other day. They said, aliens are not devils. I said, brother, I wrote a list. Here's my list. I wrote for the brother. Aliens, they walk through walls. That sounds like an entity to me. They interlock buildings. They levitate. They kidnap victims. They render their victims paralyzed. That they abduct. They violate their sexual kids in there. I'm going to use the wisdom. They impregnate them, human hybrid babies. They insert objects into their bodies. And they have foul, nasty odors. Saints of God. Thanks of God. You got the power. Alright, let's move on. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 9. Let's look at verse 1, please. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Look at verse 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose smoke out of the pit, had the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke. Does everybody see that? The bottomless pit is a demonic portal. How many of you know that around the world, demonic portals are opening up? Now, I'm going to have to go to my information that I got. There's a word called CERN, C-E-R-N. Okay? CERN is a large hadron collider. Once again, it's a large hadron collider. Now listen to this information. A European research center that operates the largest particle physics, the largest particle physics in the world is in a tunnel in an area between France, the Swiss border, and Geneva, Switzerland. It is used to open a parallel dimension by mad scientists to allow fallen angels and demonic entities to enter our world.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Is this, I used to be a Trekkie, Star Trek stuff. Is this Mr. Spock stuff that we hear? a collider that can tap into a parallel dimension, a parallel universe, and they're looking for demonic entities from other world to come into our world. The church can't hardly do nothing with Chucky. How can they do something to some demonic entity on a massive scale? Hell, saints, you got believers afraid of Chucky. Ooh, that's a liberty demon. I'm afraid for my life. Yeah. What are you going to do when human hybrids come to church without a soul? What are you going to do when these fallen angels, these demonic entities, and they're calling them in from portals? They're calling them in. The church is going to have to raise up and have its power. It's going, you're going to have to know who you are. Dunamis and exousia. The Holy Spirit is all that's going to protect you and defend you to give you the victory. You're not going to hear that on national TV because it's a mind control media. You're not going to hear that on radio broadcast what they're doing. Listen, we're stepping into a fight. We're stepping into a war, and our commander in chief is the God of war. El Adonai Elohim, Jehovah Shammah. This is the commander that we're going to have to know him, and that we're going to have to war with him in this last day.
Yeah.
Let me give you something else. At the headquarters of CERN, they have a religious statue called Shiva. Shiva. Okay? Shiva is a Hindu god of destruction, and he is a destroyer. And it sounds like a parallel to Revelation chapter 9, 11. Polyon, Abaddon, destruction, destroyer. Here you have a CERN collider. Here you have one tapping into parallel universes, parallel dimensions, trying to draw demonic entities in, and then you got the god, Hindu god of destruction standing at the gate. How many of you know that demons are also gatekeepers? How many of you know that? I'm going to touch that further. In Mexico City, when you fly in, there's a volcano called, I have a hard time with it, Popocatépetl. Popo, and then I tell people just laughing when I say, Popocatépetl. But they got videos where they've seen giants. Hello? They got videos in certain regions of that volcano where they have witnessed giants. And all you have to do is go on YouTube and take a look at it. Okay? Alright. How many of you know that June 30th, the Star of Bethlehem was seen in the heavenly sky? Oh, many people are like, oh, well, verse people here. God bless you. Was that a sign? Now, the last time the Star of Bethlehem appeared was when I'm tired of calling Jesus a baby. He's a grown man now. When Jesus was in Bethlehem. So that's another sign that we can see of his return. Okay? All right, let's talk about massive animal deaths. Look at all these current events. Turn to the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 and 3. Hosea chapter 4, verses what? 1 and 3. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord have a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Verse 2, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Look at verse 3 closely. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fish of the sea shall also be what? Taken away. Look what the Bible says. Why are there massive animal deaths? Because of swearing and lying and killing and stealing and adultery and blood touching blood, abortion, and it caused a reaction with the soil, it caused a reaction with the land. That's why we see massive bird deaths, massive cow deaths, massive pigs. Is that right? And many fish, thousands and thousands of fish are being washed ashore. Saints of God, we have enough signs out here to let us know it's time to, listen, to get out of darkness and come into the marvelous light. Let me give you another scripture. Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 11. The book of Revelation, once again, chapter 11. Let's look at verse 18. The book of Revelation, chapter 11, let's look at verse 18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest reward unto thy servants the prophets and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great. Now, watch this closely. And shouldest destroy them that destroy the earth. And shouldest what? Destroy them which do what? Destroy the earth. Monsanto, how many of you are familiar with the Monsanto Corporation? Monsanto is an evil organization. GMO, genetically modified food, your corn, your soybeans, your papaya, your canola oil, your sugar. How many of you know that many of your coffee flavor enhancers has aspartame? Aspartame was a military bioweapon. Many people are going blind because behind flavor enhancers. Watch it, saints. I know people right now that are buying genetically engineered cotton seed canola oil, and they're having strokes and they're having heart attacks. I tell my wife all the time, honey, if you can't find olive oil, forget it. Amen?
Amen?
God says he's going to destroy those who do what? Destroy the earth. How many of you know even many of our vegetables and fruits have toxic pesticides in them? Poisoning and destroying humans. Listen, there's a DVI by Dr. Stephanie Sinek, and she's doing a GMO roundup. She said many of the GMO foods are causing obesity, diabetes, autism, Alzheimer's, cancers, Parkinson's, dementia, and all types of other sickness. Sister Jerry made a good point today. Pray. Pray for God to cleanse what you eat. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pray. If you're going to receive it in what? Thanksgiving. Now, the massive animal that we see, God said he's going to judge those who are doing what? Destroying the earth. All right, let's move on. Everybody okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Let's look at verse 11 and 15. Book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 11 and 15. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, verse 11. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Verse 12, he exiled all the power of the first beast before him, and called the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was what? Healed. Now look at verse 13 real closely. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of man. Now, let me say something to you. The false prophet will be the pastor of the world superchurch, of the holy church. The false prophet will cause people to worship the Antichrist and his image. The false prophet will have a supernatural ability to reconcile different systems and belief. The false prophet will deceive the world through lying signs and miracles. The false prophet will deceive the world to take them off. The false prophet will give life to the image of a beast, and the image will speak. Now listen to this. March the 25th, 2015. I'm not saying he is, and I'm not saying he, well, I'm not saying he is, and I'm not saying he's not, but all eyes are on this man. All right, CNN reported March 25th, 2015. The Jesuit Pope Francis, he performed a miracle on live TV, and CNN documented. He kissed a vial of ancient blood, some blood from an ancient pope. From way back, he kissed the vial and it turned to liquid. And CNN videoed it and they documented it. Is that mystic Satanism? Is that a false sign and a lying wonder? There are many Jesuits who Illuminati groups that are trying to introduce the New World Order. I'm not saying Pope Francis is, but the Bible tells us, watch and pray always. Watch and pray always. Are we in the time of the false prophet? Hello, saints.
Yeah.
Now, don't go and say Brother Curtis said that Pope Francis was a false prophet. And don't do that. Just watch it. And do your research. Amen. Do you reach everywhere with fitting in? All right. Let's go again. Oh, here's a good one. Turn to Romans chapter 1, please. Current events. How many of you are being blessed so far?
Amen.
All right. Let's look at Romans chapter 1, verse 27. All right. Romans chapter 1, verse 27. And likewise also the men leaving the natural use of a woman. Man doing what? Leaving the natural use of a woman. What's the natural use? Okay, but we got babies here. Burning their lust one toward another. There was a demon called burning lust. Okay, then it says men with men working that which is unseemly. Okay, you got two men working something. That's all I'm going to say. Leave that alone. And receiving in themselves the recompense of their error which was met. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a what? A reprobate mind. Is that right? To do those things which are convenient. Now drop down to verse 32. Not convenient. Beautiful, sister. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look at verse 32. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Look what it says. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that what? All right. June 26th, the Supreme Court declares a nationwide right to what? Same-sex marriage. Is that right? Sodomy is a compilation with a member of the same sex or with an animal. All right. Your ministry can be illegal on the... I do know this. You know, because I stopped when I just listened to someone talking. Your ministry can be illegal under 501c3 if you speak against a homosexual or a lesbian. If they say, the pastor offended me, he hurt my feelings. Oh, oh. Guess what? The attorneys can go after your 501c3.
Yes.
Is that right? Hello, saints. The church has been asleep while they were lobbying for these rights with the Supreme Court. I'm not afraid. Listen to me. I'm not afraid to talk about it. There's a video, a young black man called Bold Soldier for Christ. And he has dreams a lot. But he has a video about a commanding chief. And the commander in chief said these words. Let's go look at Bold Soldier for Christ and look at the commander in chief. He said, we just want to thank everybody for supporting this law with the Supreme Court. I'm glad that we came to this conclusion. And now I can honestly say, it's raining men. Awesome. It's raining men. Man, you're the commander in chief of the most powerful nation on the world. And it's raining men is amazing. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to say 1 + 1 = 2. Okay. Oh, I believe I touched somebody with that. Marriage is on the tank. Church could lose their tax exempt status for opposing gay marriage unless there's repentance. What will happen when a nation turns to sodomy? Let me give you three scriptures. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look at verse 6. And this is a precursor for America. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example to those that after should live ungodly. Fire in the city. Think with me. Fire in the city. Fire in the city. Look at the book of Jude. Go to the book of Jude. Let's look at verse 7 in the book of Jude. Look at verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and gone after strange flesh are set for an example. Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Eternal fire. Romans 1:27, they which do such things are worthy of what?
Death.
Death. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 8, please. This is enough to make you quiet. Look at Jeremiah chapter 8. People are afraid of the truth in many areas. Correction, Jeremiah chapter 18, please. The book of Jeremiah. Let's look at chapter 18. Let's look at verse 7 and 9. Beautiful. Jeremiah chapter 18. Let's look at verses 7 and 9. Verse 7, At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy? If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Then he says in verse 9, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. Verse 10, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. God says, in just a moment, he can pluck up a nation, pull a nation down, and destroy. Unless there's a national repentance. You see what it says? That can turn the Father's heart to cause him to repent.
Amen.
We are in a time. We're in a time when we let Margot Bissabib cause fear and cause horror and cause terror. Because we're afraid. Sister Batard said today, it's time to stand up to the weather patterns and start taking dominion over the weather patterns. That's who we are in Jesus. We got to know who we are. Isaiah 43 verse 6, there's a mass exodus of the Jewish people back to Israel. Isaiah chapter 43, let's look at verse 6. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6, it says, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from what? From the ends of the earth. Look at Jeremiah chapter 31. Let's look at verses 8 and 9. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 8 and 9. The book of Jeremiah chapter 31. Let's look at verse 8 and 9. Verse 8, behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. Now look at verse 9. They shall come with weeping and with supplication will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water that are straightway, wherein they shall not stumble, for I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my what? First what? Margot Missabib has everybody afraid of ISIS, of Islam. Let me say that again. Margot Missabib has everybody afraid of ISIS, and everybody, there's a lot of people I've seen, of Islam. Joel Rickerson, if you can get this book, this is a good book. And he's talking about the Islamic Antichrist. And many of the Muslims believe that there's coming a Mahdi. And the Mahdi has the same similar pattern of the Antichrist in the Bible. How many of you with me? He's even talking about Islam as an Antichrist spirit. It denies the deity and the lordship of Jesus Christ. And the Mahdi is Islam's Messiah. And that there are many parallels to the coming Antichrist. You can get this book. This Christian man will bless you so tremendously. I'm going to give you about three more, and I'm not going to prolong any further. And then I want to share a vision with you, and then we're going to close. You hear a lot about Jade Helm. Unless God changes the course of this nation, martial law will hit the shores of America. How many of you believe that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When martial law is declared, the Constitution is suspended. Some people say it's already suspended. It's already hanging where? On a thread. I keep hearing in my heart, look up for your redemption. What? Draw out. What? Now. Listen, he's showing the signs in the heavens. All these birth pains. He's showing them. There's also a coming one religion. God bless Kenneth Copeland, but he met with the Pope. All churches need to come together, Mr. Pope.
Yeah.
Huh? James Robinson? Joel Osteen? Hello? It's coming on one world religion. I don't understand. Somebody help me. 2 years ago, the Catholic Church brought over 150 churches together. I mean, 150 type religions together. And they all said, we need to be unified. We need to come together. How are you going to bring some folk, half of them are snake worshippers, worshiping serpents, human and animal blood sacrifices, and I'm supposed to unite with them? People get upset with me in church when they sing that song, and all the song says, bind us together, Lord. Don't want to bind me. You may be a Hindu. You may be a Buddhist. Anybody ever heard that song? Bind us together, Lord. I'm standing up like, no, God, Lord Jesus. I'm going to sign up the end of it. Rip the shock on my head. You know? And I'm out the door. I don't want to be bound to him. He may be a serial rapist. He may be a murderer. But it's coming. The wonder of religion is coming. Saints of God, we got to stop watching television. Stop getting under mind control. Soap operas. Was that Empire? No. We've got to stop watching that stuff. The Lord is returning soon. We've got to take authority over Margo, Mississippi. How many of you ever read The Vision by A.A. Allen? Raise your hand and say, of the destruction of America. Yep. Sister Dave, amen. Thank you. It's quite a long vision. I don't think I'll cover that for because of the time. But he talked about, I'll just run through it briefly. He had a vision that he stood up on the Empire State Building and he saw the Statue of Liberty. I'm just going to scan through most of it. And he heard a voice. And he looked through a giant telescope from the Empire Building. And he goes on to talk about this, about missiles coming out of the waters. He talks about explosions and sirens running, buildings collapsing, and women and children and elders screaming and hollering. He talks about a surprise nuclear attack upon America. If we don't sway our course, that's where we're headed. Russia is running submarines up our east and west coasts. Russia is running their bombers up and down, not only spy ships in Cuba, but they're running their bombers around California. China has their diesel submarines running from the Gulf of Mexico to California, up the east coast from Miami to New York. Right now, every year, Russia and China is training militarily. And there are many people sitting right here. You have dreams and visions of an invasion. God is warning. But are we listening? God is speaking to us. Are we hearing him? A.A. Allen said he saw the Statue of Liberty in the vision. She said, I will not drink the cup of judgment. And he said, the voice said, you will drink. And he talks about explosions. And he talks about inside the missiles were some type of pestilence, plagues, where people were burning and collapsing and choking. Saints of God, we can't make a mockery out of that. That's where we're headed. I believe the situation in Cuba is going to be temporary. Because Cuba has not denied communism. What is the church supposed to be doing right now? Witnessing. Getting ready for the harvest. Setting the captives free. Is that right? Serious about their walk with him. Listen, passing the torch. I know I may say something wrong again. Please forgive me. Many pastors are not passing the baton to the younger generation. They're not passing the baton to the younger generation. The one man show in the church. They're the only one that cast out devils. You know what I'm talking about. It's been they're the only one that he. Say again, brother.
They don't cast out devils.
They don't.
They don't heal.
All right, brother. Amen.
The church doesn't do any of this stuff.
Well, I could agree with that. Amen. We in agreement with you, brother. Amen. So, what we're seeing now is the one-man show. Saints need to be equipped. They need to be perfected like many of you here today. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. In closing, we're living in a time, amen, where all the current signs are here. My mother used to say, oh, she died, son, how many more you need? I think I'm going to ask you all that. How many more you need? The Lord is soon to what? Return. If you were blessed by this, give Jesus a praise. Let's deal with Margot Missip. Amen? Just be patient with me. One. Okay, good. As I said before, and I think Jerry covered most of it today, many believers are in horror. They're afraid that they're going to be attacked by some Islamic Brotherhood or ISIS. They're afraid that they're going to be nuked in their backyard by they probably barbecuing. You got to barbecue with your pig feet or whatever you got to do. Turkey neck and. Many of them are afraid. I don't know if I pay my bills. Because when I go to the grocery store, I don't see nothing on the I don't see nothing in the store anymore. Many of you afraid you're going to die. I hear it all the time. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Why should you die before the time? Many of you are afraid, and like Jerry said today, that terror and horror is introducing you to sickness, disease, and infirmity. Listen, Legion is several thousand demons. Some people just believe I only got four. Sir, you may have thousands. I only got one. They don't run in one, they run in clusters and groups. You may be several thousands on the top of your head, or no, hold it on your back in the spirit realm. He said, if God lets you see what's attached to you, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
True. All right. All here is fine. Father, repeat after me.
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
I asked
that in hearing the word tonight,
about terror,
horror,
and about fear.
I ask you in Jesus'
name, as you change my heart today,
that I cast off the works of
darkness, even that spirit of
mongrelness of
it
that has me horrified,
living a life of terror, living a life that's affecting my nerves. Because of that fear. Here I am, Lord. I pray you will bring deliverance. Father, I will not watch everybody else. I'm concerned about my deliverance. In the name of Jesus. I want everybody to ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart right now. Search your heart. Some of you may have some terror, some fright, some fear. Fear of dying prematurely. Fear of death before your time. Margot Missabelle is a ruler spirit. And he's orchestrating that. Now I want you to just ask the Lord. Say, Father, forgive me for not trusting in you. Forgive me for letting all this horror come my way. I'm ready to be delivered now, Father. In Jesus' name. All right. I'm gonna come against some deaf spirits. I have a list here dealing with death. And if you abound in that area, the Holy Spirit is here to bring some freedom, okay? All right. Let me pray first, okay? Father, we pray in Jesus' name. We take authority over territorial spirits of this region. Satanic kingdoms, satanic thrones, satanic dominions. We ask for legions of holy angels to seal this place. To seal this place in the name of Jesus. And to bind every free-flying spirit and begin to seal beneath our feet. And Father, we ask that the holy angels will protect the babies, the precious babies, that the holy angels of God will protect these babies of God in the name of Jesus, while the enemy is being dethroned. Father, I pray the holy angels, flaming swords of fire, God, will come in and do battle with us in the name of Jesus. All right, I want everybody to listen to me. All right, we command right now in Jesus' name, fear of death, premature death, come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on, breathe them out and let them go. Death warrant, death watch, death rally, death bed, death work, death bed, stroke, shades of death, valley of the shadow of death, hand of death, come out now in Jesus' name. All right, give me one big push, they're going to go. Come on, out of it. Move, 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 move in Jesus' name. Come out now, last breath. Last breath, dying day. Last breath, dying day. Come on, come on out now in Jesus' name. King of terrors, I bind the king of terrors right now and the king of death. Come on out, king of terrors. Out of there. Come on out, king of terrors. Father, I pray, Lord, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. I come against right now fear of sudden or violent death. Fear of sudden or violent death, come out of the people now in Jesus' name. Come on, bring those things out. You fear a sudden death. You fear a violent death. Come on out now. God is your protector. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of suffocating. Fear of drowning. Come on. Come on. Fear of suffocating. Fear of drowning in the bed. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Choking at night in the bed. Suffocating in the bed. You've been choked by demonic entity. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Let them go, faith. Kiss of death. Prayer of fear of death. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now premature death by cancer. You fear dying prematurely by cancer. Come on out. Come on out. The demons have been terrorizing you and tormenting you. You're going to die of cancer. You're going to die of prostate. Come on. Come on. Bring it out. Loose. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against lying, deceptive spirits that have been speaking terror and horror to you about disease or infirmity in your bones. Come on. Out of your bone marrow. Out of your joints. Come on. Loosen. Loosen. Let them go. Pain phantom. Pain phantom. I attack the pain phantom that attacks you at night with pain. Out of there. Come on, let him go, saints. Let it go. Let it go. Move, 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 move. Out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of death, fear of dying, fear of ghosts. Come on. Fear of death, fear of dying, fear of ghosts. Fear of death, fear of dying, fear of ghosts. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Fear of relationship, fear of being hurt. You have been in relationship. You fear being hurt. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. You did not trust God in the beginning of that relationship. So now come on, we're out of there. We're out of there. You will obey. You will submit to the authority of the believer. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of being hurt in the relationship. Fear of marriage. I'm afraid to get married because I've been hurt. I've been wounded. Come on out of there now. Breathe them out, saints, and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on, fear of being a widow, fear of being a widow. Fear, come on, out of there, out of there, out, move, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father, we strike the enemy with fire, with the fire of God, in the name of Jesus, with the fire of the Holy Spirit right now, in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against being mortally ill. You fear of being mortally ill. You fear sickness. Come on, move, out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, come on, breathe them out, saints, and let them go. Breathe them out, saints, and let them go. Fear of stroke. Fear of stroke. Come on, fear of stroke. Come on out of there now. Come on, I have family members that have stroke. I fear stroke. Come on, stroke, all the stroke spirits. I'll cut your cords now. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, fear of aneurysm. Fear of aneurysm. Move, 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 move. Fear of blindness. Fear of going blindness. Out, out, in the name of Jesus. Fear of deafness. Come on, come on, come on out of there. Deaf and dumb spirits all over this house. Move, 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 move. Move, come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I fear I lose my speech. Come on out of there. Father, we take authority over this, the fear, over the horror and the terror. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against fear of throat problems, fear of heart attack, fear of respiratory, fear of shortness of breath. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of kidneys collapsing. Come on out. Horror, the enemy is speaking to you. Your kidneys are going to collapse. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, breathe them out. Fear of Islam. Fear of Islam. Come on, that's a good one. Come on, fear of the nation of Islam. I bind the spirit of Louis Farrakhan. Fear of, come on, out of there. Come on, out of there. That's right. Move. Holy angels, bring them out. Drag them out right now in Jesus' name. Drag them out of there now in Jesus' name. Fear of ISIS. Fear of being decapitated. Come on, let them go, saints. Breathe them out. Fear of being decapitated. Come on, go. Go in Jesus Christ's name. God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has given you love and has given you power. And God has given you a sound mind. You're not the fear. You're not the fear of any man. The only fear that you're supposed to have is the fear of God. The fear of God is the beginning of what? Wisdom. All right, all you spirits, come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, I come against the serpent spirits that lodge in your body. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now. All serpent spirits in the spine, in the body. Come on, out of there now. Move. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against the toxic poison in the vaccination. I come against the vaccinations that have GMO ingredients. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Have mercury, have animal parts inside these vaccinations. I command that poison in your bloodstream to come out of you now. Come on out of there now. Move in the name of Jesus Christ. I got one more list and then we're going to continue on to the red cross. All right. Die, expire, perish. End of days, end of life, fear of leaving this world, to be absent in the body, to be present with the Lord. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Fear of dying, fear of leaving this world. Come on, move. Move. Come on. Come on, move. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. I come against fear right now of a violent death. Come on, move in Jesus' name. All right. We've covered fear of Islam. We've covered fear of mass animal deaths. We've covered, did we cover fear of euthanasia, fear of being put away in a nursing home? There's a lot of fear of the people, believers, saying their family will put them away in a nursing home.
In the hospice.
Well, come out then. Come on out of the hospice. All the hospice spirits, come on out of there. Come on out of there now. There you go. Come on out of there now. Fear of being in hospice. That's a good one. Fear of being in hospice. Come out there now in Jesus' name. Okay. All right. Let's go. Oh, God is good.
Amen.
Oh, the fear, man. Oh, fear. All the fear. All the fear. Oh, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for what you've done for the people, God. We thank you how you're setting these captives free, Father. God, we bless you. We give you the praise, oh God. We magnify you. We exalt you, oh Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. God, we just thank you for that word that you gave us today, that we're to walk victorious. We're to walk in victory, God. We're to know we are royal priesthood. We are chosen generation. We are holy nation before you, God. And that, Father, we thank you, God, that, Lord, that Lord, we're not going to fear any man, oh God. But we're going to fear the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, we didn't bind any backlash or any retribution from the enemy on our property, our vehicles, and our finances, our children, our health, our strength, our families. We apply the blood. We seal it right there with the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Amen. I'm going to be blessed again. Come on, give Jesus that praise. Jesus. We just want to thank Jesus for what, how he's warning the believers, how he's telling us what's going to happen before it even happens. Amen.
If there anyone else, Jerry, name was Carla, Randy, anything else?
The fear that causes us to compromise, the fear that would cause us to take the mark of the beast, the fear that would cause us to be a man pleaser.
All right, okay. Let's see what we have. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Fear that I have to take the mark of the beast. Come on out there. Digital chip. The digital chip. Digital angel in Florida where they're putting in the chips. Come on out of there now. Fear that you'll be forced to take a chip. Fear that you'll be taken to the FEMA camps. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now.
Fear of being
beheaded, decapitated.
Fear of being tortured.
Fear of being tortured. Come on, that's a good one. Come on, fear they may beat me. Fear they may beat me. Come on, out of the night in Jesus' name. Come on, fear of abuse. Fear they'll take me to a FEMA camp and I'll be abused. Come on out of there. Man pleaser. Come on, man pleaser. Come on, compromise. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on, let them go, saints. That's you. Okay? Anything else? Am I missing anything else?
Heart failure.
Heart failure. Okay, let's go. Men's hearts failing them for what? Fear of those things which are coming upon the earth. All the heart spirits. Come on. Lodging in the heart. Heart attack. Heart attack. Shortness of breath. Respiratory. Come on out of there now. Jesus name. Come on out, heart attack. All right, go. Come on. Breathe them out. Don't be afraid. Come on. Come on, come on. Breathe them out of there. Come on out of there. Heart attack. Heart attack in Jesus' name. All them big Waffle Junior burgers and all of them big McDonald's. Come on out. That dude just ran up in the heart. Yeah, come on. Oh, my God. Let me maintain my composure.
Deception.
All right, deception. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on, we're here to have fun. Let's get serious now. All right? Deception. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on, deception. All the deception for you. Being deceived. Oh, well, you know what? We still got some fear here.
Unbelief
and doubt. Come out now. All right. I got one out. We'll see what we got. Fear of Satan. Come on. Out. Fear of Lucifer. Come on, fear the devil. Move. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Fear of saints. Come on. I'm scared of ghosts. I'm scared of family. I'm scared of the boogeyman. Come on. Come on, out of there. Scared of the boogeyman. There you go. Come on, out of there. Let him go. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it. We're going to close. All right. That's it. Okay. Sister Carla, is that it? You have anything else?
Can't think of anything else.
We think of anything else right now? Okay. I've had fun in the Lord, in His Word, defeating the enemy, just seeing you with a smile on your face. That made me have happy and have fun in the Lord. How many of you know the devil is defeated? Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. And let's keep him on the run.
Amen.
All right, now give the Lord a praise.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All right, everybody stand for this missile, please. I enjoyed you. I love you. Thank God for you. Father, as they leave tonight, we pray the holy angels will follow them. And we pray Psalms 91 that you'll give your holy angels charge over them. We pray visitations of the Holy Spirit, oh God. There's unanswered questions in prayers. Father, I pray a visitation of the Holy Spirit as they leave out of here tonight, Father. That God, that you will minister to them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.